Hi, this is George.
Hi, my name is Kim. You're returning your call from customer support. How can I help you?
Well, I'm wondering, is this Rarity Gadgets?
So I am a third-party call center, and I assist with several different products for several different companies. And so what I would need to do is get your zip code to see if you have an account with us so I can see what you're billed for.
Okay, let me explain something to you. I wound up getting a fraud notice from my bank about my debit card. Mm-hmm. So I called yesterday and to Focus Nourish, which was at a different 800-855 number. And I spoke with a woman there, and she explained to me it was about a watch. She asked me the same thing that you're asking me, but zip code and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the amount was $64.97.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her that I didn't realize I only had 14 days to preview the watch, and I had already given it to somebody else. So she said, well, you know, you're going to have to charge. I said, will this be the last charge? And she specifically said yes. And I said, mm-hmm. then I'll go ahead and approve it. And now today, fraud company, the bank, called me up again and told me that there's a different company and the amount is now $69.97 instead of $64.97. So this would make the second charge on this stupid watch. If this doesn't get straightened out, I'll get a different debit card, and whoever is responsible for this will not get paid. So I need to straighten out. I can't keep getting charges every day because some company that I realize you're a third party, and I'm not blaming you, so let's understand that. But whoever is either with Focus Nourish or mm-hmm. with Rarity Gadgets, it's a scam because I can't keep getting charged close to $70. I refuse to do this. I would rather cancel, which is a pain in the butt. I would rather cancel my debit card and screw the company. So unless there's some way for you to contact either one of these companies,
mm-hmm.
Because the woman yesterday didn't mention that she was a third party, but it was the same. I was on the same recording. It was the same music. And then I was called back, same as happened today.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't, you know, I'm willing to say, you know what, I'll pay for it once. But then all of a sudden to see it appear again, and that's why the bank said, you know, we'll give you a different debit card and this will be classified as fraud.
Yes.
So I don't know who you have to contact or who I have to contact, but I'm willing to talk to whoever's responsible for this in the first place.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, I'll be more than happy to look into that for you. And could you provide me with your zip code, please?
Sure. I know that's what you asked me for originally, but I'm so hot over this that, sure, the zip code is 12477.
Okay. And could I have your first and last name?
Sure. The first name is George. The last name is Piskets, P as in Peter, I, S-K-O-Z as in zebra.
Okay, so it looks like today, so I see here on the 6th of this month, you just paid for the shipping for the watch, which was the $7.92, and then it was the year warranty for $18.94, and then it looks like on the 22nd, you were charged $64.97, and that looks like that was for AirPods, but that was declined. And then you were charged the full amount for the watch, which was the $69.97. Then it looks like the pods, the AirPods charge with trying to come out again, and so that was the $64.97. Now, did you receive any pods?
Yes, I received the AirPods, and I have them sitting in a box in my house, and I gave the watch to my ex-wife. And, you know, but I didn't, first of all, I did not realize, this is not what the little scammy ad said. It was all about, you've won, and, you know, and pay the shipping charge. And then all of a sudden, it's like, it's the shipping charge, then it's the extended warranty, then it's the pods. And when I spoke with the woman yesterday, she said, well, don't worry about that. Yeah, we're just going to charge for the watch. Mm-hmm. So now I'm being charged for the watch. And I said, go ahead. I already gave it to somebody. And now I'm being charged for the AirPods, which I haven't even opened a box. I don't even use them. So this is piling up. It's getting ridiculous. Before you know it, it'll be more than my Fitbit watch, which I really enjoy. So I don't know what to tell you, but whoever this, first of all, if it was just one company, that's the part that the bank is really concerned about, because they're seeing all these different charges come in, and there's different companies, and they said if it's not even the same company, it's a scam. So I'm just letting you know that somebody better straighten something out, or else you're not getting paid. Not you personally, I realize that again, but whoever this bogus company is, or group of companies, you know, I'm willing to return the stuff. I'm willing to send it all back. But you know, it never mind. I think unless I can speak with somebody representing whatever this bogus little you've won contest is, then I can't ship it back because they don't have an address.
Yes, sir. So what I can do for you, well, I can go ahead and get your account canceled, so you won't be billed anymore from this point forward. And also, if you were wanting to pay for the pods, I can offer you a 35% off of that charge.
Well, my question is, am I going to now be paying for the watch and the pods, which neither one of them I'm using?
Well, you hadn't really paid for the pods because that was declined, so they didn't go through. But if you were wanting to pay for the pods, that's why I was saying I can offer you a 35% discount.
Okay, and what about the watch? The watch is still on hold, by the way. Both of these items are under fraud. And the bank is suggesting that they just shut down my card, issue me a new card, and whoever this company is or group of companies. That's what is suspicious, by the way, that there's two different companies, each charging around the same price, $164.95, the other one's $69.95. And whoever I spoke with yesterday said, well, we'll cancel the pods and we'll just charge you for the watch. Is that okay? And I said, I guess so. You know, I can get it back from my ex, but, you know, I'll go ahead and pay that. And then today, same bank calls me up again and said, this is definitely a fraud because there's no reason why you should have all these charges over things. So I need somebody to clear this up one way or the other. Just give me an amount, tell me how much I need to pay, and stop charging my like I said, I'm sorry, but whoever I spoke with yesterday I said, is this going to $64.95 going to be the last charge? Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, you're done. And then the very next day, it billed as another $69.95. So the bank is holding on both of them. So I don't know what to tell this company, and I don't know if you can contact the company, but something needs to be done, or else I'm canceling both of it. It's going to be listed as fraud, and nobody will be paid.
Yes, sir. So what I can do is just go ahead and get the account canceled. And would you like the 35% off the charge for the earbuds?
I don't really want, I honestly want nothing now. If I had an address, I would pay to ship both the watch and the earbuds back and be done with this. I didn't even want the earbuds. That was supposed to be, I had assumed, that was supposed to be like a bonus if you got the watch. I didn't need the earbuds. I didn't need the year's extended warranty that I got charged for either, by the way, because I'm not even using it. So, All I want to do is be done with it. I was willing to pay the charge yesterday when the woman I spoke with mentioned the $64.95, and she said, "We'll just forget about the buds." And now I'm being charged for the buds again today after she told me that they were going to cancel that. And you're offering it to me for 35% off. I don't want anything from this. I don't want anything from two different phone numbers for two different companies, both of them charging my account.
Yes, sir. And I could also offer you a 50% off discount for the charge of the earbuds, and so that will be $32.49.
I don't think you're fully understanding me. I'm reaching the point where I'm going to cancel. I don't want to do this because I use my debit card for other things. I'm going to cancel my debit card, and whoever you work for, because you won't give me a name to send the things back, whoever you work for is going to be screwed because there's going to be a fraud thing put out. I don't think those companies, either the watch or the buds, want a fraud charge against them, and that means the card's going to be shut down. And if I'm going to go through the mess of having to cancel a bunch of accounts that I have under that debit card because of this phony little operation, so be it. So if you're not willing to give me the name and the address of someplace I could send these things back to, then it's too bad. I'm trying to be nice with you. I'm asking you who to send it back to. You keep discounting the buds. I don't want the buds anymore. I don't want the watch anymore because I'm sick and tired of being charged when I thought I straightened it out yesterday, and obviously not. So whoever you're working for, or the number of companies, for all I know, I'll get off the phone with you and I'll be charged the $69.95, the $64.95, and the $32.95. Because there's no guarantee when I'm talking with someone that doesn't even work for the company.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So you can go ahead and return the products. I can give you an address, but I don't have a direct phone number to the company, but I can give you an address to return the earbuds to.
Okay, but who would I send it to? I mean, you got to put the name of something down. I can't just send it to an address.
So I can give you the name of the website, but I won't be able to give you the name of the company.
Okay. All right.
Okay, give me one moment. So would you like the website first or the address, or it doesn't matter?
Both, please. The website and the address.
Okay, so the website is shop, and that's S-H-O-P.
Shop, S-H-O-P.
Mm-hmm. H-Y-P-E earbuds.com.
Okay, let me do this again. It's mm-hmm. it's shop mm-hmm. hype H-Y-P-E earbuds.
Right. Yes, sir. Okay. .com.
All righty.
And then the address is 105.
Yep.
S E R R A. Then there's your space there.
It's S E R R A?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And then there's a space there in W A Y.
Oh, Sarah Way?
Yes, sir. Okay. And then 178. Another yep. space. M I L P I T. A S.
Wait a minute. It's. I'm sorry again to do this to you, but.
Oh,
I'm
you're
old.
Okay.
It's M I L P I T S.
A S. A S. A S in apple. Yeah. Then S as in Sam.
Oh. Milpitas. Milpitas.
Right.
Milpitas. Okay.
I'm not sure how to say it either. And okay. That's California.
Mm-hmm.
And the zip code is 95035.
Okay.
Okay, so what I can do for you today is I can go ahead and cancel the account so you won't be billed from this point forward. Because the charge for the watch has been declined. I mean, I'm sorry, not for the watch, for the pods. For the ear pods, that's been declined. So I'm just going to go ahead and get this canceled for you.
Okay. So
you won't be billed.
And it's, I'm sorry, I'm going back to the zip code. It's 95035?
Yes, sir. 95035.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to be returning, and am I correct on this? I'm going to be returning the watch and the ear pods.
No, sir, because it looks like you've already paid for the watch. And so
that was the $64.97?
Right, yes, sir. And so it looks like what's only you're returning is the AirPods.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment. I'm going to go ahead and get this canceled out for you. I'm going to give you your cancellation number. Bear with me one moment.
Sure.
What I am.
Okay, so I did go ahead and get the account canceled for you, and I do have your cancellation number if you were wanting that.
Sure. I'm right here with my pen in my hand. So.
Okay. So that's C as in cat.
Okay.
The number 5.
Mm-hmm.
D as in dog. Another D as in dog. A as in apple. 7, 8, 9. F as in Frank. 03.
Okay, I'll read that back to you.
Mm-hmm.
I have C5, D as in dog, A as
mm-hmm.
in apple, 7, 8, 9, F as in Frank, 03.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay.
And yes, sir. So from this point forward, oh, I'm sorry. You can go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. So from this point forward, you will not be billed. You also may be receiving an email confirming your canceling as well. But just in case you don't, that's why I gave you your cancellation number.
Alrighty. That's, by the way, thank you for your patience and for your helpfulness and for listening to me rant.
Yes, sir. It was no problem.
All right. And what's your name?
It's Kenya. That's K-E-N-Y-A.
All right. Kenya, thank you so much. I'm not trying to be funny. I just, it was one thing to find out that I only had 14 days to look at the watch, which I didn't. I gave it away because I had
mm-hmm.
one. And as I said, when I called yesterday, I thought all this would be taken care of. And then the bank called me again, and there's no fun in having the bank call you up and tell you that, you know, there's fraud charges. And according to them, by the way, unless they screwed up, unless they said that there was a listing from the Rarity Gadgets. They said the $69.97 appeared twice. And then she
mm-hmm.
said, well, that first one might be, I guess, just a statement saying that it's going to be charged. And then the second one was an attempt to charge it. So, But you're saying that I already have paid for the watch,
mm-hmm.
so I don't have to worry about that at all.
Right, yes, sir. And I'm only seeing one charge for the $59.97, and that was the charge that's already been paid.
Wait a minute.
That was for the watch, the $59.
Yeah, well, the watch is $64.97, correct?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was $59.97 for the watch. And the $64.97, that was for the pods, but that one was declined, so they didn't go through.
Okay, that's really screwy, because I'm telling you that what they told me, this is really, it was $64.97. And when I talked to the young lady, that's why I got your name today, because if I could have given you a name, you might even, I know that you're probably in an area where you don't know everybody maybe that works there, but, it's good to have a name. And when I do send this back, I'm just trying to confirm. I'm writing on little pieces of paper here, which is I'm going to have to transfer because it's driving me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You told me that while you don't have Oh, I'm sorry. Can we just go back for a minute?
Yes, sir.
I promise it's not going to be. The first thing you gave me was the Shop Hype earbud.com.
Mm-hmm. That's the website.
Yes, and then you told me though the address to send the things back.
Right.
105 S I.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was E S E as in Edward.
S E R R A. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
It's my writing. It looks like an ant to me. It's so small now, but all right. So it's their way, and it's 178 Milfitas, California. 95035.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, good. All right, Kenya, thank you again.
Oh, no problem.
All right, and thanks for your patience. You really are patient.
Oh, yes, it's no problem at all. Thank you for calling customer support. Make sure you're staying safe, and you have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.